Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 26, 2024. The Greatest Example of Servanthood. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash his disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered, and saith unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. John chapter 13, verse 1 through verse 17. Today's morsel. If you were asked to define a servant leader, what would you say? Jesus Christ modeled what every leader must be, know, and do. He showed us what true love looked like when he wept at Lazarus' tomb. He showed us what compassion looked like when he forgave the woman caught in adultery, fed the multitude, and raised the woman of Nain's son from the dead. He showed us what forgiveness looked like when he sent for Peter after he had denied him three times. He showed us what faith looked like when he stood and calmed the waves and wind of the sea. And he showed us what servant leadership looked like when he girded himself with a towel and washed his disciples' feet, a task that was done by slaves and servants. Jesus wanted us to understand that in his kingdom, the greatest is the servant, not the one who may think that they deserve the role of honor. Jesus was all about serving others, and this example was to teach us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. In Christ's kingdom, if you do not have a servant heart, you are not called to leadership. Sing this song with me today. Oh, what a Savior, oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nailed Scott, his side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me. Thought for today. Follow the example that Jesus has left for you, and you will do just fine.